So would you guys like to do a meditation before we finish tonight? Everybody okay with that? I take 15 minutes, is that all right? Everybody? Okay. So we're gonna just kind of get calm and relaxed. Yeah, we can turn. We don't need many off, but it's nice. It's a little bit easier when they are. All right. So, you know, Christian meditation is something that has been in the Bible for a long time. In fact, the first reference is Isaac was meditating in the field, and he looked after he was meditating. He looked up, and there came his future wife. So Christian meditation is something that we should be engaged in. It's not something that belonged to the occult. If the occult has it, then they stole it from Christianity. They stole it from God. So it was ours first, and we're going to keep it. It says in the Psalms, "Be still and know that I'm God." And in that same Psalm, I think it's Psalm 24 or 46, it says that it talks about the river of God. And then after it talks all about the river of God, it talks about being still and knowing that I'm God. And so the key to experiencing the rivers, Jesus talked about, come unto me and drink. All you who are thirsty, come unto me and drink. And he who believes in me, as the scripture says, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. So we should, when we meditate, we should expect eventually to have the river of the Holy Spirit flowing through us. So what we're going to do right now is we're just going to get really quiet, just like it says, be still and know that I'm God. And so we just want to be quiet and still. And if we feel like an itch coming, we become an observer of it. We try not to scratch it. We just kind of observe it. We become an observer of our body, because our body is not us. We are spirit beings who live in a soul and a body. We're spirit beings that have a soul and live in a body. And so we need to grow in the revelation that our body is really not us. It's a vehicle. It's a friend, and it's something we take care of, but we're going to leave it behind. So we become an observer at the beginning of the meditation. And so we become still. And if we try not to swallow, but as we start to still our body, we start to take control over our body from the flesh. And the flesh will tend to rebel a little. So it'll want to swallow, it'll itch, it'll want to cough. So you just, if you have to swallow, go ahead. But you just start to train your body to not swallow and to not move, just completely still. And as we progress in this, we'll get to the point where we won't even feel our body anymore. Our body will just go and become completely quiet and completely subservient to the will of the Spirit. So let's just be still. Now the Bible says that in God we live and move and have and breathe and have our being. Jesus Christ is all around us by his Holy Spirit. God is around us by his Spirit. We live and move and have our being in him. So as we still our body and observe our body, we also let our thoughts, our mind, start to become aware of the presence of God around us, the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Godhead around us by the Spirit. The Bible says that God is light, so you might see light. And you start to let your thoughts float up. You don't force them, you don't push. You just let your thoughts float upwardly. Like David said, I lift up my eyes unto my deliverer, my deliverer. As the Apostle Paul said, we set our affections on things above. We let our thoughts float up, just gradually float up, and we just let them kind of expand into God. And we just be still. And so let's just contemplate God and His presence and sense the light of His presence while we stay still. So we're gonna spend a few minutes in the stillness. Okay, let's come back to Earth time. Just a couple points for clarification. When you meditate like this, it should be in a sitting position, because you don't want to lay down to do it, because you don't want to confuse your sleep cycle. So sitting is for meditating, and or standing, but usually sitting for meditating, and laying down is for sleeping. Also, when you meditate like this and practice this, it's really good to start with a prayer and to center everything on, God, because there are other spirits in the world, and you want to focus on God, the Most High God. And I usually, pray. Sometimes I'll say the Lord's Prayer. Sometimes I'll just ask God to cover me with His Holy Spirit and lead me where He would like to me to, into what He would like me to experience and to learn. And so what we were practicing here is being still and knowing that I am God, the I Am God. And I'm not being still and knowing that we are God. It's God talking, and some people have turned that around. It's be still and know that God is God. And that's why we let our thoughts flow and begin to imagine God, begin to experience the presence of God and His light, because as we get quiet, we want to know God more and more. And as we get quiet, we will know God. So, why don't we go around and everybody just let us know if you experienced anything, or you can pass, or if anything happened while we were quiet. Adam, do you want to start?
I guess a foggy light, and definitely the weirdest thing, because I don't have my back supported, and just noticing what seemed to probably be observing movement, probably was an inch of movement that seemed to take 2 minutes for me to move from here to here as my body was adjusting to a position, was the weirdest thing to observe.
That's cool. That's observing your body. Sheila?
I sense God's light as intense and as warm as the sun, and feel it from the top of my head to my feet, and I don't like to quit.
We can practice at home.
I have been doing this a lot, and it's interesting you talk about the part about the sleep cycle, though, because when I lay down to go to sleep at night, it's what I always will want to do, and I don't sleep well already, so I'll have to try and discipline myself to not want to do that all the time.
It's good to sit up if you can do it.
And I do have a sense of my spirit language in a song that seems over and over in my head, and it sounds very beautiful. And just this thing that I'm really okay with God, All these things I get hung up on, that's not where I get hung up on them. When I hang out in that place, I feel like I'm okay. That in and of itself is a blessing.
That's cool. Mike?
Well, I kind of been doing this for years. And what I do is, in terms of reflecting on my body and observing, I get very tense. My neck starts hurting. My muscles get, So I have a lot of what she was having, except not the electricity. When I start zeroing in and paying attention, and it helps to relax things and feel like it's a very free feeling. A lot like what you're saying, that it's almost like your body's not there, which is a good thing when it was there.
And when your body kind of fades out of being aware of it, you become very, very relaxed, because there's no place for the emotions to reflect. You know, your emotions, you really don't know you have an emotion until you feel it in your body. And so when your body's so relaxed you don't even feel it, you really become relaxed because you stop reflecting your emotions against it. So that's good. Chuck, anything?
Just incredibly restful, peaceful.
It's good.
Didn't have to swallow till you said not to.
Me neither.
That's true. That's
our suggestion.
Didn't have the urge, wasn't doing it, but he said it. I was like, got to.
That's
it, very peaceful.
Good. Being still and knowing that we're God, I mean, it's really a gift to have. You know? Yeah.
It was awesome to separate myself from my body. It's the first time I really ever had that happen. I was just, every word you were saying, I was listening, and I was like, oh yeah. Like, this whole little shell is not even a big deal. And that's a really good place to be, given the world we live in and how important it is, you know, to everybody on the outside, for sure. And I wanted to stay there.
So just a real peace, kind of like floating, seeing just some light changing, some blues and whites and yellows,
and that's cool.
Just being quiet, still awesome.
The colors that's very good. Diane?
This is all new to me. I've tried this before and it's like, I mean, it's very relaxing, but I kept thinking, okay, what am I supposed to do? What am I looking for? What am I? I just kept thinking a lot.
Well, you can think about how much you love God. One and all. It takes practice. Kath?
Well, I started thinking about God's name being I Am. I like to meditate on that. And I was thinking about I Am that I Am. And I always used to just kind of go through the words, I Am that I Am. And this time, the that stood out to me. And it was like, I am that I am. Like, I am that God. I am that one from the beginning. I am he that you know. So, I don't know. I was looking at it a whole different way. I am that God. Yeah. I can't explain it.
That's cool.
I am that. I am that I am.
I usually during this time experience this cloud that comes, this cloud of light, just strings of light, just kind of comes, and it starts as I practice this in the beginning. After maybe the first month or so, it started coming, and it freaked me out in the beginning because I had never experienced it. Something that I'm seeing inside my eyes actually be out here, and you know, and actually where you could feel it. It was frightening at first, you know, but I learned to realize that that's a form of reverence, you know. So as we be still, his tangible presence comes, and it's healing. We're a lot bigger in the spirit than we are in the natural. So we're tapping into our spirit side. And we can start, like we were talking about your thoughts expanding, you know, just letting your thoughts flow. You can start getting a sense that I'm outside my body, really, in the spirit. My spirit man's outside my body and way bigger than my body. And we can walk through life. I'm practicing this. I'm not there yet, but walking around all day long, like more aware of my spirit, man. So if you've got like, you know, like a 12-foot tall guy that is the real you walking around, you know, if a customer says no, I'm 12-foot tall. I don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If someone gives me a hard time, I'm, you know, my spirit man isn't troubled at all. So it just start to realize that we're spirit beings. And then we can impact this world as a spirit being rather than as an equipped physical person. Christians are trying to be physical people with the Holy Spirit trying to do things to help people. We're a massive spirit being encountering serious situations in this world. Both are true, you know. And I was praying earlier, and I was just experiencing this river of life, that same psalm, or Be Still, talks about this river of life. And I was sending it to people, like each of you. I was sending it to each of you, right? And when I got to Chuck, and I was sending it to Diane and Chuck, he called. He was like, hey, I'm praying for you.
That's cool.
So we can send each other life, you know, by faith. I send Pam life by faith. I send Mike and Sheila life by faith. I send, you know, even enemies. You know.
Even if they don't ask for it?
You can send them life. They don't have to receive it. If it doesn't go to them, then it makes a circuit to the Father. It comes back to me as a blessing. Rejoice if you serve an ungrateful master, for you're serving the Lord instead. So, well, Adam suggested a meditation a few weeks ago, and next time we do it, we proclaim God in meditation.
Yeah.
Well, if it wasn't a letter, it would have been something else.
Yeah, probably.
Just when you let your thoughts go float up, don't push. Don't force it, because you can give yourself a headache. Just let it. Just kind of let your thoughts. Because God is, and He's all around us. We need to become more and more aware of His presence. And then when you're filled with light, like you were, Sheila, you were talking about the light. You know, then you can take that light down, and you can send that light over your eyes, your head, down over your body, and then you can send it back up your spine, and then you can just keep making these circuits from that light above you, going down over you, healing you, going back up, going back down, healing you.
When I do that, I feel like I'm not even sitting, not conscious of anything that touches the chair. It's like I'm just in the middle of the air.
That's cool.
It feels really light.
Does it stir up anything negative sometimes? Does anything negative come up?
It's been quite a long time since it stirred up anything negative. It used to in the beginning when you first taught me how to do that.
Okay.
I started doing that.
So. Sometimes that happens.
Yeah, I remember specifically asking you about that in the beginning when I would get memories of when I was a kid that were not.
That's good. That means it's getting burned up. That's cool.
I never thought of it as burned up, but that makes
it. It does get burned up. The light reveals it, and if we hang in there, it'll burn it up. There may be some other stuff hiding down there. You know, it just happens, right? There's some things that I remembered just recently that I don't even remember that. I didn't remember that until now. That I went through that as a kid, you know. It sucked.
Looks good that God's burning it up.